Yeah, okay. So, let's go back to the Gemara. I wanted to taste it. Stay there, it's the bottom taste of this. So Taisa says, "Umaisa the Shimon Meshetach, Yesh Balas Oyvi Yedaini, Yesh Chayber Chaber V'Shamach Shefus." Is that like Rashi? No. Why isn't that like Rashi? Rashi says, "Yesh Balas Oyvi, Yesh Balas Yedaini." Taisa says, "Yesh Balas Oyvi Yedaini, Yesh Chayber Chaber V'Shamach Shefus." So I want to understand what's the machlekes. It seems there's a machlekes. Rashi seems to hold that balas oiv and balas yedoni, that's called shtei averes. No, it's in the context of our halacha, whether you dine shtayim b'yom echad. If Tosfos says one avera, you could be down b'yom echad, but shtei averes, even if they have the same chiyuv miso, the same skilo, but if it's two different averes, then you're not down b'yom echad. So Rashi exemplifies that by balas oiv and balas yedoni. Tosfos is mashma that that's not called shtei averes, that's called avera achas. Shtei averes is balas oiv yedoni on the one hand, and chay v'chover and shamach shefus on the other. But just on a side thing, not what I want to talk about. Chay v'chover, as far as I know, is not a chiv miso; it's only a lav. Shefus is a chay, is a chiv miso, and oiv yedoni is the Torah says a chiv miso. Rathalosh and Parshat Kedoshim says Maisumas by Oven Yidani. But Chay v'Chaver in the Rambam for sure is only a lap. Rambam's Chay v'Chaver is a lap, not as a Chiyuv Misa. I think in Pasuk never says anywhere Chiyuv Misa by Chay v'Chaver. Taisus brings over here Chay v'Chaver as one of the from these Shmainim Nashim to what, you know, the different averes that they were doing. So Oyvi Yedoni, Chay v'Chaver, and Shai Machshefus. So Shai Machshefus is good, and Oyvi Yedoni is good, but the Chay v'Chaver, Chay is not a Chiyuv Misa at all. Unless Tosfos means Menachrami, but it was a Rosha, and they were killing the Masle Rosha, and that still goes into the Dharam of Shtei Misas and Misa Achas. Chora doesn't. And that's what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says when look for a Rosha, you could kill B'yom Echad. But I guess nonetheless, you know, was it in the Mishnah? Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said to the Chachamim, Shimon Meshetach killed Harbi Noshim B'yom Echad. Shimon Meshetach was Toilu Noshim. Rabbi Lezer apparently held he was Toilu them. So you see, you could do Tliya on Noshim. That is Tamashai. What did Rabbi Lezer think? Rabbi Lezer thought that Shimon Meshetach killed him in Adin. Rabbi Lezer knew that he killed him Shalom in Adin. But Rabbi Lezer thought that even if you kill Shalom in Adin, you shouldn't be Toilu Noshim if the Din is not to be Toilu Noshim. And Chum said, no, that also was part of the Hirosha. I'm not quite sure what Rabbi Lezer held. But anyway, let's try to trace this back. If we'll say that Chay v'Chaver is not a Chiyuv Misa, it's only a Hirosha that he was killing the Chay v'Chaver for. So how does that plug in over here? Rabbi Lezer said, Shimon v'Shetach was Toilu Noshim. So Chum said to him, yeah, but Me'ikar Adin, he was not able to kill him B'yayim Echad anyway. Because this was Ba'ivi Yadaini, and this was Chayve Chaver. If you're already talking about Chayve Chaver, the problem is not that it's Yemecha, the problem is why are you killing Chayve Chaver at all? Why did the Chacham say that? That's maybe the way the Kasha should run. If Chayve Chaver is not a Chiyuv Misa at all, and the Shmoinim Noshim included Chayve Chaver, so the Chacham's proof of Shimon Meshetach ought to be not. How did he kill a balas oiv yedoni in a chay v'chaver b'yom echad? The Chacham's question should have been, how could he kill a chay v'chaver at all? It's not a chiyuv miso. Sounds like Tosfos holds a chay v'chaver is a chiyuv miso. Yeah, but come, I don't know where that comes from. I assume it's not such a pasuk. The Ram doesn't. The Ram says beferish chay v'chaver is just a lab, not a chiyuv miso.
What you're asking a question like that, why can you also ask like, why do the Chacham just say, how could he have been told to be killed? Something as Haruya basically Tlia. And you see that the whole.
Why? Skila normally called him a Skolam Ditzin. Nebuchadnezzar holds even Nashim.
It sounds like he was being told out.
No, he was Sykolim. He was clearly Sykolim, and then he was Tylam. So, Chacham said, but how could he be Tylam? How could he be Harug? How could he kill him all via Mechlan? Yeah, I don't know. So that's a side thing. I don't know how Tosef got Chayv Chaver into the Mashmos and Tosef the Chayv Chaver is a Chiyum Misa. So I don't know. I need research. I mean, maybe somebody could check this out. Maybe this is Shita that the Chayv Chaver is a Chiyum Misa. I don't know. I believe that. Maybe you should double check me on the Rama too. I believe in Rama it says Chayv Chaver is just a lot.
What's the
yeah.
Chaver?
What is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Says he puts together the Chashim. He does some kind of incantation and he's the Chaver and the Chashim and the Kovim, and that's that's called and the Rama has a different Shachar Chayv. That's how Rashi learns. The Rama has a different Shachar Chayv. Probably does. I don't remember what the Rama says. He speaks in tongues. I think the Rama says he speaks nonsense and he thinks it's a language like the who does that the
evangelicals.
Who?
The evangelicals do that.
Evangelicals, but not all of them. Maybe only some of them. They speak in tongues. I think that's how the Rama learns Chayv. If I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Can you say that? It's all the time. Can you say that? And there's also Chover Chover and Sharmach Shevos that everyone who did Chover Chover also did on the Machshevos. And therefore, the Sharmach Shevos, you said, was Chivin.
So then you should say, just and they did Machshevos. Like, how Chover Chover? I don't know. I'm sending you out to do research on it. I don't know enough about it. It's, it sounds like Chayv Chaver is Chayv Misa. I don't know where this comes from yet.
I think Sama came out, the Gemara mentions, like Rashi explained the distinction. If you are Chover Chaver, just animals, then just a lot. If you're Chover Chaver Shidim, so then that's.
Yeah, but that's about us Oiv, because then it goes into Oiv.
But
Chayv Chaver Shidim goes into Oiv.
So maybe it's like this type of Chaver.
Yeah, but the Chaver is about us Oiv. Maybe Tosef a different pshat in that Gemara.
Because
the Gemara is talking about Oiv. The Gemara says, how do you have a chiyuv Oiv in the Mishnah? The Mishnah Krisa says that Balas Oiv is chayav korban. So the Gemara has a promise, Alav Shem Maisa. So the Gemara says, Mekatel Lechaver. In fact, the Gemara, Mekatel Lechaver, Chayav Chaver, who? In Vatayra Mechaver Zebeskila. What? Why? Because it's labeled as the Balas Oiv. Why would that be a different?
That would also be included.
Maybe that's also called a different Avera. Maybe that's also called. Then, even your donor should also be this different Avera,
right.
if that's the
right.
case.
Right.
So, look at that. I don't know what that's about. But I want to just focus on something else. I want to focus on the Machlokes Rashi and Tosef. Rashi says that even your donor is called Shtei Averas, and Tosef's even your donor is called Avera Achas. So, what's the issue between them? So, Chora, the issue is, the Gemara said later on in Samachay, and where's the later in Tamachay? Why is that discussion? If a person did a Oiv and Yedoni, so how many korbanos does he bring? So the Gemara over there says, it's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says he brings two korbanos. No, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan says he brings one korban because it's one lav. Because the lav is Al Tifnu El Ha'ovais Ve El Ha'yedoinen. I'm not mistaken. There's a steer there in Rashi, which is the lab, what the lab is. But, Rashi in the Mishnah says the lab is. Then Rashi later in the Gemara, soon afterwards, says the Asara is from Al Tifna Laivas Ela Yadainim. There's a taste there about it. That's not our concern right now, but it's one lav. The Kitzur, the Gemara says the Pharisees, it's one lav. Al Tifnu El Ha'ovas Ve El Ha'yadainim, since it says it with the Vav HaChibur, so it's one lav. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if it's one lav, you bring one carbon, even Yadainim is one carbon. Reish Lakish says that you should bring two carbons. The only thing is, Reish Lakish says you don't bring a carbon on a technicality because Yadainim is lav shame and mice. But if it wouldn't be a lav shame because he doesn't do anything. It's like a ventriloquist. He puts the bone in his mouth, and then the kol is yotze, but he doesn't do any mice. So that's a lav shame in mice. So on a technicality, you don't bring a carbon. But otherwise, you would bring a carbon for Ibiyah. Two separate carbonas for Ibiyah dining. Is it one carbon or two? So Rabbi Yochanan says it's one carbon. It says it's one lav. So if it's only one lav, it's only one carbon. So the Gemara says, why does Rish Lakish argue? Says the Gemara, because even though it's only one lav, but by the Chiyuv Misa, it says it is two. Because it says, by the Chiyuv Misa, it says, oy, Yudaini. So the oy makes it separate. So it's oy, but I forgot the lesson of the Pasuk there in Taisha. But by the Chiyuv Misa, it says, oy, Yudaini. So therefore, it's two Chiyuv Misa. The two Chiyuv Misa are mechalik to Karbonis. And Rav Yochanan says, no, Misa is not mechalik for Karbonis, only Lavin are mechalik for Karbonis. That's the Shtikul Gemara. So in your Neinu, what it says in that Gemara is that even Yudaini, Lagabi the Lav, they have one Lav. But on the other hand, Lagabi the Chiyuv Misa, the Chiyuv Misa is stated separately for Oyvin, separately for Yudaini. So now, that's the machlokes over here. In your Neinu, we wonder what's called an Aveira Achas. Is Oyvin Yudaini Aveira Achas, or is it called Shtei Averis? So Rashi holds it's called Shtei Averis. Because we're talking about Misa. So Lagabi Misa, Oyvin Yudaini is not separate, so it's called Shtei Averis. Because there's a Chiyuv Misa of Oyvin, there's a Chiyuv Misa of Yudaini. I think this also plugs back into the older way that we said that what we've been seeing all along is that the idea of Shtei Averis is not standard Shtei Averis with different halachas. You know, Charishans really also have different halachas. The idea of Shtei Averis is that it's a different skila. A Shabbos tikka skila is not another Zohar tikka skila. So Rashi also, Oyvin Yudaini, the Oyv tikka skila and the Yudaini tikka skila are separate skilas, because there's one Chiyuv skila that's said by Oyv and there's another Chiyuv skila that's said by Yudaini. And Lashon Rashi is. Lashon Rashi is. It's the first, second white line. Or the first white line. He says, "Shmoyne noshim la bavera achasoyu diike ba'ayv ike yedoni v'hakosuv chilkon b'shtayim." The Torah is mechalak oyvin yedoni into two. Where's the Torah mechalak into two? Harashim Zakamar, Lagabi the Misa, the Torah was Machalat them into two. So the Misa of a Balas Oiv is not the same as the Misa of a Balas Yudaini. So that's called Shtei Averis Ke'en Shtei. That's called Misa Achas Ke'en Shtei Misas. And Shtei Averis. It's a Misa Achas Ke'en Shtei Misas because there's an Oiv Dikas Gila and these are the only Dikas Gila. And Tosus apparently holds that Avera Achas is defined by the lav. Since Oyvin Yudaini is one lav, so even the Torah says the Misa separately, at the end of the day it's one lav, so Tosis holds that that's called Misa Achas, Kei Misa Achas. That's not called Shtei Averis, that's called Aver Achas. We look at the lav and not at the Misa.
Doesn't explicitly say they're two different, because they're not
they're
the same lav. I mean, it sounds like
if we're bringing up. No, it just says Yesh Balas Oyvin Yudaini, Yesh Chai V'Chomer. So it sounds like in Tosis that Balas Oyvin Yudaini. They could be Naragan Yemech.
It could just be referring to what we read from Rashi and saying also be Yesh Chavachavar Shamashim.
But I think the grammar of Tosis is Yesh Balas Oiv. You should say Yesh Balas Oiv, Yesh Balas Yedaini, Yesh Chavachavar. Shamach Shefus. Yesh Balas Oiv Yedaini, Yesh Chavachavar Shamach Shefus. Sounds to me like. Maybe it's not 100% Muchach, but it sounds to me like Tosis is saying there's the Balas. He's not. You know, he's not saying, you know, Pirish Rashi because there's a Balas Oiv and a Balas Yudaini, but Yeshli Lahosif there's also a Chayv Chaver. And I mean, maybe that's what he means. I think it's more simple reading of Tosis is he's saying this is trapping Gemara. That where was the Shtei Averis by Shmoy Noshim? Because Yesh Balas Oiv Yudaini, but Yesh Chayv Chaver v'Shamach Shefus. I think that's where Tosis is coming from. I think Tosis is coming from the same Gemara. Since the Gemara says it's an Asorach, it's one carbon. According to Rav Yochanan, we pass from Sumer like Rav Yochanan, it's one carbon because it's one Asorah, and the Misas are not Mechalkas. So Tosis holds, so we don't look at the Misa, we look at the Azhar. Or maybe Tosis holds that if he learns Pshat in the Gemara, that the reason why there's it's only one carbon is because since it's only one lav, so even though it sounds like it's two different Misas, but really we don't look at it as two different Misas. Maybe we can say it like that. But let's say it a simpler way. According to Rashi, we look at the Misa, and it's two different Misas, so that's called Shtei Averis, because it's Misa Achas Ge'en Shtei Misas. And according to Tosis, we look at the lavin. The mice is separate; it's one lav, so it's called aver achas.
If we look at Rashi or Divar Masra about Misa Achas or aver achas, he says at the end, "The ika be'ovi yedoni v'akhasuv chalkan b'shtayim." He says that the Torah is being mechalik. Doesn't it seem like it's going on Misa? The fact that the Torah says Ovi Adoni just as two separate entities, that's enough to qualify as two different.
You mean maybe Rashi doesn't mean the fact that it's two different two different misos, rather just the fact that it's two different names. Yesh balas oiv, yesh balas oiv, that cost of chilkum's time. The Torah gave a name, oiv, and Torah gave another name, yidoni. So that itself is mechalakit. Maybe Rashi doesn't mean mitzad the shtenis. Could be also. Could be. Maybe Rashi also, you don't even have to come out to two misos. Even if it would be one miso. Since the Torah gave it by Shabbos, it could be one name, mechal Shabbos. Torah didn't say, Baal Chayrish and Baal Zareya. But here the Torah, here it's a cost of chilkum's time. Again, at the work you see again in these Rashis that we don't measure it by the same thing, the issue that we're grappling with at the very beginning of the sugya. Even though Rashi in the Mishnah says it has to do with, you know, being ma'apet b'schus and chalukim b'rayaseim, but then when it comes down to how do we actually measure what's called misa achas and what's called shtei misas, what's called aver achas and what's called shtei averes, we don't look at, you know, how many halachas do they have or how much are they chaluk b'rayaseim. We look at hakosuf kukim b'shtayim, whatever that means. The Torah is mechalik at the shtayim, so it's, you can do it. You can do it. You can't do it b'yom echad. The Torah is not mechalik at the shtayim. You could do it b'yom echad. Why are you looking at that? Why don't you go open up a shulchan aruch, see how many sifkotans of shach there are, and how long it's going to take in b'hapuk b'ari saying. It doesn't seem to work out. Somehow it works that even less the shayr shadin l'chayr. L'chayr, hard to see otherwise. Maybe Rashi was chazir from the Mishnah. Somebody suggested. I don't know. It's hard to work it out. I don't know. Anyway, it's a problem. It's a problematic here in the sugya. But nonetheless, this keeps seeming to emerge. So I had this one machshava. If we'll say the way I'm saying that we have here machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, when we want what's called the misa achas and what's called shtei misos, what's called aver achas, what's called shtei averes, Rashi holds we look at the misos, and Tosfos holds we look at the lavin, at the. Tosfos look at the lavin. Tosfos says, even there is one, there's one lav. And Rashi says, even there is two, because the Torah made it into his mechalik and the misos. We read Rashi that way. So I thought that in a way it's parallel, but in the opposite case to the machlokes between the Yeshayimrim and the against the Mukesef and the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran. What do we have by Yeshayimrim? By Bas Yisrael, the Zoymim, the Zoymim Melach. We were arguing about yesterday at the end of the year. Bas Yisrael, the Zoymim, the Zoymim Melach. So it's the same skila. It's the same chenek. Bas Yisrael, the Zoymim, is the same chenek. The Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara is that would be called Aver Achas. You could do it B'yayim Echot. The Ran and the Rabbeinu Yonah say, what are you talking about? Shtei Averes. The Bas Yisrael, you're killing for Leisinov. The Ein Zoymim, you're killing for Leisan Aver Achot Shoker. That's Shtei Averes. After that, that has to have two different. That has to have shnei yomim. The Gemara is sirchad lishnanaka. But the Rabbeinu brings the Yeshayimrim, who says no. Bas Yisrael v'zoyim v'zoyim meho. That's called aveira achas. Why? Or that could be done by yomechod. But put that way, it could be done by yomechod. He says why? Because the Eidim Zoymimim, the misa shedot, the misa that were done the Eidim Zoymimim. This is Lashon. Mimele donem my son bedin. What's the exact Lashon? What?
Mimele dinam nifsak bedin hanidon al pihem.
So mimele dinam nifsak bedin hanidon al pihem. So we're very not clear what the Yeshayim is saying. But at least one possibility, the way I wanted to suggest pshat from that Yeshayim. Yeah, it's a kind of another mahalach, which might be right. But nonetheless, I wanted to suggest, I still think it could be pshat, that he means that a zoymim doesn't have its. I think it could very well be pshat. What the Yeshayim are saying is, a zoymim doesn't have its own chiyuv miso. Other averes have their own chiyuv miso. A zoymim doesn't have its own chiyuv miso. He gets mimelo the miso that he wanted to chayev the other person. So that's not called misa achas ke'en shtei misos. The Bas Yisrael who gets chenek, and the zoymimim who get chenek, they're getting. It's not a new chenek for Eidim Zoymim. Eidim Zoymim don't get chenek. Eidim Zoymim get the misa that the other person was supposed to get. Eidim Zoymim get a variety of things. So it's not that there's no misa of Eidim Zoymim. Mimele dinam nifso kedin anidin alpia, meaning you just plug in. There's no special misa for Eid Zayman. You plug in the misa they wanted that the Nidin alpia was supposed to get. So it's not a new chiyuv. Not a new chiyuv misa. It's not edim zayim medikim misa. No such thing as an edim zayim medikim misa. It's the same misa that the Bas Yisrael is getting. So that's called misa achas. It's not called shtei misas. So what does it say over here? That the Yeshayim holds that even though indubitably the Bas Yisrael was over the lav of a different lav than the edim zayim medikim, the Bas Yisrael was over a lav of leisinah. And Eidim Zayimim are opening over a lav of Olisana Rechai Shaker. But it's the same Misa. Because the Misa of an Eidim Zayimim is not a special Misa of Eidim Zayimim. It's the Misa of the other person. The other person got Chenek, they get the same Chenek, Kasher Zomam. So it's one Misa and it's different Lavin. So the Eidim says one Misa with different Lavin, that's called Misa Achas. And the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Ran, they say, no, that's cool. Who cares if it's one Misa? But it's different Averis, it's different Lavin. And if it's different Lavin, it's called state misses. So I thought that's the same achlekos over here between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds, but here's the opposite case. It's one misa with two Lavin. Here, by Oven Yedoni, it's one Lav, but it's two different misas. But it's the same issue. You look at the misa, so you look at the Lavin. So it will come out that Rashi lines up with whom? In the Cheshmen. Rashi holds, we're looking at what? At the Lavin or at the misas?
Second.
The misas. We're actually looking at the misas. Oven Yedoni is two different. So that would be like the Yeshayimim in the Rabbeinu Yonah. That's very good because the Yeshayimim in Rabbeinu Yonah is coming to explain the Bas Kain Rizayim Meizayimera. The other Yeshayim say it's Sirchad Alishna. Doesn't make any sense. Bas Yisrael should be the same thing. Why are you picking out a Bas Kain? The Yeshayimim defends it. No, Bas Yisrael is Hakam Misa Achas. Only a Bas Kain is Shnei Misas. Rashi doesn't say Sirchad Alishna. Rashi Taka learns. Rashi has the Gemara. Rashi doesn't say Sirchad Lishna. Rashi seems to hold that it's a real Gemara. Bas Kain Zayma Yizema, but Bas Yisrael Zayma Yizema is Misa Achas. So Rashi would be Lishitosei. Rashi Lishitosei has to hold like the Yeshayimim in the Nemekiyasa. That we look at the Misas and not at the Lavin. So Rashi Lishitosei holds it. Even Yidani is still. Yeah, that would work out well. Again, at every stage there's room to argue, but still. It would be nice. Okay, what time is it? It's late. Let's just finish the Gemara. Tanya, bless me, Yaakov, Amen. Shemati, Shabbos, and Makan, Vayim, Shishloim, and Atar, Loi, Lavra, Loi, Vatar, Atar, Lassa, Siag, Atar. Mais, Rech, Atsharocha, Valosus, Bashabas, Meyavonim, Vayavayu, Lebeis, and Vistach, Buhu, Loi, Mesha, Roi, Lekach, Elash, Ashot, Sikh, Lekach. Shuv meis echad ba'odem echad shetiches ishtei tachas hata'ena ve'viyu ve'bezdin v'hilku loib ne'sheroi l'kach elev sh'ashot shichu l'kach. I'm not going to go into this too much. Just to mention, some Rishonim seem to indicate that this halacha that based in our makin v'ayim shalom in the Torah has to do with Din HaMelech. With Din HaMelech. There's a famous Ran in the Droshes. Droshes HaRan. Towards the end, I don't remember which drasha it is, but they have now at Matechis. So you just look up Agamar. The Ran and the Drush, maybe somebody knows what.
Yud-Aleph.
The Ran and the Drush has a whole thesis. He says that the responsibility of Beis Din is to enforce Dinei HaTorah. And Dinei HaTorah are important for the Shefa Eliki, that we should be a godly nation. And they're not necessarily going to give me coverage for everything that's necessary for Tikkun HaMedina. Like there's no din Torah, for example, about crossing at a red light, and there's no din Torah for zoning in a residential area, a shul in a residential area. Lots of things that maybe are important for Tikkun HaMedina, but they're not a din Torah because din Torah is busy with Shefa Eliki, and he says that's okay because that the Melech takes care of, and the Melech takes care of all the Tikkun HaMedina dikalachos. And then he talks about Agamara, and he has two stone over here. What's going on in Agamara? Basically, we're makin v'ayin shaloyim in Torah. Like, what is that? He has two stones. He has one side that's not the Melech's department, that's not the Basin's department, because even though it's Shalem and HaTorah, it's not the letter of the law, but it's still Benodim Lamokim. And everything belongs to Benodim Lamokim is still Basin's department. And the Melech is busy with secular things. But then he says that another possibility is that maybe La'olam this really goes into Tikkun HaMedina. Anything that's not Din Torah Mamish goes into under the heading of Tikkun HaMedina. Maybe it has to do with what we talked about at the beginning of Shira. Morality. So that also goes into Tikkun HaMedina. So good, a healthy society has to have you can't have people being roichem asus b'shabbos, much less people are being metiachis from tachasteina. So that belongs to Tikkun HaMedina altogether. So it really belongs to Din HaMelech. So if it's Din HaMelech, so why are based in doing it? So he says, in Echrami, we're talking about when there is no Melech. There's a man when there's no Melech, so all the functions of the Melech revert to Basin. And now Basin does double duty. Basin are the Melech, and Basin are also the Dinei HaTorah. The leadership of Klal Yisrael, the secular leadership now devolves on Basin too. This is a face to Rosh Hashanah because you have to Das Torah and so on. But anyway, so that's the Ran. But so the Ran, you know, he ties this Gemara into the concept of Melech. You see a little bit in the Meiri also. The Meiri, when he talks about Agamar, he starts off with Dinei HaMelech. He doesn't say this beferish, but he starts off that the Melech could be done, Tikkun HaMedina, and then he quotes Agamar. It's mashman in the Meiri that there's somehow a connection between Dinei HaMelech and this Gemara. What? I can't hear you. Yeah, so that's the Tzofik in the Ran. The Ran has one side. Technically, the Ran has Agamar. It has one side that is Taka Basin. That's Siogim, that Lassus Siag, the Torah belongs to Basin. And the Melech does Siogim for parking regulations. But then he says, the Oid, another part, Oid Yishleimar, that maybe this also belongs to the Melech. Even the Lassus Siag, the Torah also belongs to the Melech. But when there's no Melech, then Basin takes everything over. That's the Drosha Sarah. The Ramam is interesting. The Rambam, on the one hand, the Rambam seems to hold that the Melech is not involved with anything except secular things. In fact, even more narrow than that, the Rambam says that a Melech can kill a Moed v'Malchus, and he can kill a Reitzchim. The Reitzchim is under the Reitzchim who based and can't kill because they don't have a Eidus Gemur, there's no Hasra, or there's other reasons why they can't get rid of the Reitzchim. So the Melech can kill Reitzchim. So the Chayim are Medayik. That apparently the Rambam holds, so that's it. The Melech can be done a Moed b'Malchus, and he can be done a Reitzchim, and that's the total sum of it. So he asked him some Gemaras, seems to be Gemaras otherwise. Rameir Simcha over there says that the Rambam held, he says Reitzchim, he means all secular things. Reitzchim is one example. Who I think that's London, but it doesn't only have to be Reitzchim. I don't know, the Rambam only says Reitzchim. And then the Rambam has Aralocha, that's the Hilchas Melochim. Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam has Aralocha, that based on a Makan Va'inshin Shalem and Atar, Lassus Zaglatar. So in the Rambam it sounds like Meir Simcha makes this point that the Rambam holds that it's really separate. Basin takes care of Lassus Siag L'Torah, like the first time around. And the Melech's business is not Lassus Siag L'Torah at all. The Melech's business is Reitzchim. The Meir Simcha says maybe it's Lav Dafka Reitzchim. It's even other kind of thugs. But nonetheless it's that category. It's not Lassus Siag L'Torah at all. On the other hand, though, there's a strange thing in the Rambam. The Rambam adds by Dinei HaMelech. The Rambam says that the Melech Yeshloi Litlois, he can be Toila Anoshim Rabim and Menichom Yomim Rabim. He can be kill many people Yibayim Echod, and he can be Toila Isom Umenichom Yomim Rabim, which is obviously not the in order to be Matal Eimal Atzibur, and the people should Toila Lai. I don't remember exactly the lesson over there. And it's not so clear where the Rambam got this from. There's no Gemara that we know of that says that a Melech can be Hayukan Harbi Anoshim Bi Amechod, and that it can be Toilo Isom. Where's that Rambam coming from? So the Chassam, so I saw in the back of the Frankel Rambam, just to bring a Chassam Sefer, that he says Psukim, Diukim, and Psukim about stories in Tanakh where you see that, I don't know, he has maybe he got it out of Tanakh. Right. That's very Mechudish, that the Rambam got this halacha just out of Tanakh. The pashas of Dvarim is that somehow it has to do with Agamar, because it's very reminiscent of Agamar. Shimon HaShatzad. Shimon HaTzadik was Toilo Harbi Noshim B'Yonechot. But what does that do with Agamar? I'm talking about Dinei HaMelech. Here we're talking about based on Zmak and Vayim Shishalim and Atarim, and in the Rambam those are two separate worlds. It does seem like in the Rambam that there's somehow a parallel over here. That the Melech's extrajudicial authority to be done, L'tikun HaMedina, is somehow parallel to Basin's extrajudicial authority to Lassus Siag L'Torah, and the way Basin can be Toilu Noshim, the way Shimon Mitzvah could be Toilu Noshim, could be Toilu Shmeinim Noshim Bashkelon, so the Melech also can do a similar thing, even though their jurisdiction is different. This is Lassus Siag L'Torah, and the Melech is for Eitzchim. So, needs maybe some further understanding how exactly it is in the Rambam that it's on the one hand they're separate, but on the other hand somehow the halachas of one apply to the other. Somebody had their hand up. Okay. Fine. We'll go on to the Mishnah and into the next Gemara.